It's time for another visit to the StoryCorps Project commemorating the 10th anniversary of Lexington's no smoking ordinance. The history-making vote influenced many other communities to follow Lexington's lead. Today we hear from Teresa Isaac, who was mayor of Lexington at the time the ordinance was passed, and Georgetown Mayor Everett Varney, who continues to represent the citizens in that Scott County city. The two discuss their efforts to make the indoor air in their respective communities smoke-free.
Almost as soon as I was elected mayor, I was visited by a group of nurses from UK and several doctors from UK, and they were very concerned about the health issues in Lexington. They saw the community as suffering from secondhand smoke, and they thought that the mayor was in a position to do something about it. And so I became very involved. I was serving at the time on the board of the American Cancer Society, and I felt it was a very important issue for our community. How did you become involved?
Basically the same way. We were visited by nurses also after it was established here in Lexington that this was something that had already been approved by those in the positions that did the approving. So it got us to thinking that it was not an easy subject to talk about whatsoever.
I can remember when I was in the 4th of July parade right after we passed the ordinance. And as I drove around the downtown area, all the smokers that were in the audience would hold up their pack of cigarettes to me as I was in the parade. So I could tell that there was a significant group of people that were not happy. And I can remember actually going into bars after we passed it. And when the smokers would be there and they would be upset if they had to go outside, I would go outside with them. And I told them, you know, if you will step outside, I will light your cigarette for you when you get outside. So I was lighting a significant number of cigarettes for a while just to get people to step outside, but that seemed to make the transition a little easier for them.
When we finally did come to a vote, it certainly was tough on our council members. We had eight, and it was a tie vote of four members for it and four against it. And before I cast my deciding vote, I said, my vote is going to be based on the future of my grandchildren. I know going forward in this life, they're going to have many, many challenges, and certainly smoking is one of them. Poppy, as I'm called, is now in a position where he can help them along the way and eliminate that threat to some degree, where they will not have to be faced with the health problem of smoking or secondhand smoke. So my vote is definitely a yes, we will have a smoking ban.
And I think a lot of people who were involved in these votes were looking to the next generation and saying, you know, what can we do as elected officials now that will make our communities better for our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren? And so I think all the people that supported the measure really were looking out for future generations because, as we know, in Kentucky, we have so many illnesses and disease that are tied to smoke and secondhand smoke. So I think when we see the studies that have been conducted over the 10 years since this ordinance has been enacted, we see how much the health has been improved in our state.
It was just a hot topic, and here again, educating your rights end when they invade my rights. You have a right to smoke, yes, but I also have a right to breathe fresh, clean air. We're not telling you where you can smoke. We're telling you where you can't smoke.
It was a gradual process to convince people that, yes, you could go outside and still smoke and you would be just fine. Nobody was taking your cigarettes away. You just couldn't cause harm to other people with the secondhand smoke.
Well, I think you and I getting together on this issue, both having similar backgrounds, being from the mountains of eastern Kentucky, made it so much easier. And the relationship we have established and have continued all through the years is something I treasure.
Former Lexington Mayor Teresa Isaac and Mayor Everett Varney of Georgetown talking about their respective no-smoking ordinances. Special thanks to the Kentucky Center for Smoke-Free Policy at kcsp.uky.edu for sharing the audio from their grant-funded oral history project. We'll take another visit to the StoryCorps booth next Thursday at this same time here on WUKY.